Okay, everyone, we're going to get started with our next story time, which is with Melissa Stewart, a nonfiction author. After she reads her book and presents her data, she's going to be doing a book signing right outside the children's department, and you can buy books to the right of that. All right, everyone? So, Melissa.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. So my name is Melissa Stewart. I'm a children's book author. I've written 180 nonfiction books for kids. Who can tell me, what's the difference between fiction and nonfiction? Who knows? Go ahead.
Real and not real.
Okay, can you remember which is which? You're right. Can you remember which is which? So fiction is... Right, so fiction is a made-up story, and everything in a nonfiction book is true. It's all real. And so this nonfiction book that I'm going to read you right now has true information about some animals that I think you are going to find pretty interesting. So is everybody ready? Everyone loves elephants. They're so big and strong. Everyone respects cheetahs. They're so fast and fierce. But this book isn't about animals we admire. It's about unsung underdogs of the animal world. Don't you think it's time someone paid attention to them? I'll show the pictures all the way around so everybody can see them. Let's start with this little critter, the Etruscan pygmy shrew. It's a real pipsqueak. Look, its name is longer than its body. An Amu frog is even smaller. It could perch on your pinky with room to spare. How can these puny peewees survive in a world full of predators with huge teeth and razor-sharp claws? Believe it or not, size is on their side. When hulking hunters get too close, our little heroes slip into small secret spots their enemies can't reach. It takes a Galapagos tortoise almost 6 hours to travel a mile. What a slowpoke. Most people can walk that far in just 20 minutes. Why don't these creeping critters get a move on? Because tortoises don't need speed. Their hard, strong shells protect them from predators. P.U., what's that stinking stench? Meet the Hotzen. This strange bird eats lots of leaves, and as it digests them, its body reeks worse than cow manure. Feeling sick to your stomach? Then you might not want to know about zorillas. Their nasty spray is stronger than a skunk's, and the awful odor lasts longer. Should Hotzens and zorillas clean up their act? What do you think? Should they clean up their act? No way. These stinkers are sending their enemies a powerful message. When hungry hunters sniff a whiff of a Hotzen's body odor, they lose their appetites. And when they smell a zorilla's stinky spray, they skedaddle. That means they run away quick. Ever seen an okapi? If not, you aren't alone. It's one of the shyest animals on Earth. Why does the horse-sized creature choose to live alone in a shadowy forest? So it can stay safe. When an okapi senses danger, it silently sneaks out of sight. Koalas and giant armadillos snooze for 18 hours a day. Boy, are they lazy. Little brown bats get even more shut-eye. They rest for 20 hours a day. Should these sleepy slackers change their ways? Nope. Napping is the secret to their success. Because koalas and giant armadillos and little brown bats spend so much time resting, they don't need to get as much energy from their food as more active animals. What's the world's clumsiest critter? Probably the western fence lizard. As it skitters along tree branches, it sometimes loses its balance and falls to the forest floor. Thud. Why does the little lizard run so fast that it stumbles over its feet? because it needs speed to catch quick-crawling spiders and insects. Wouldn't you rather take a tumble once in a while than starve to death? In winter, a walrus's thick layer of fat can weigh more than 400 pounds. Seals and sea lions fatten up too. What a bunch of blubbering blabs. Think these plump lups should go on a diet? What do you think? Do they need to go on a diet? Think again. Blubber helps walruses, seals, and sea lions stay warm in chilly ocean water. It also provides energy during periods when the animals can't hunt for food. Now feast your eyes on these curious critters, or maybe you'd rather not. After all, naked mole rats are a real eyesore. They use their giant buck teeth to dig for tasty roots, and their furless bodies help them beat the heat in their hot desert home. Should naked mole rats rush out to see an orthodontist or buy a cozy coat? You decide. It's easy to admire animals that are big and fast, lean and graceful. You might even be tempted to make fun of creatures that seem slow or lazy or shy. But consider this, what seems like a weakness could actually be a strength. Every animal on earth, from tiny shrews to stinky gorillas and shy okapis to clumsy lizards, has its own special way of surviving. And that's the end of the book. So what you might have noticed, were there some animals in this book that you had never heard of before? There are. There are a lot of animals in here that we don't know about, and in fact, they don't live anywhere near us. So here's a globe that shows all the land and all the water on the whole world. And we live in Massachusetts. We live right where this thumbtack is. But the animals in this book live all over this whole world. So, you know what? I need a friend to come up and help me hold the book for a minute. Could I have a volunteer to come on up and help me for a minute? How about you? Come right on up. So in this book, some of the animals in here that I especially like are the Hoatzin. And so the Hoatzin lives all the way over here in Africa, and so does that Zorilla. And then we're going to skip. And then we have the Okapi, which lives over here in South America. So these guys live all over the world. Who knows where a koala lives? Who knows where koalas live? Where do they live? Australia. But there is one animal in this book that lives right here in Massachusetts with us. I call it our local underdog, and that is the little brown bat. Thank you for your help. The little brown bat lives right here in Massachusetts. In fact, has anyone seen a little brown bat? Raise your hand if you've seen a little brown bat. Could I call on you later to volunteer? Could you go sit back down for now, and I'll call on you later to help me, okay? Go sit right back down with your mom and dad. So this little bat lives all around us. And the little brown bat, it is about the size of this package of soap that I got from a hotel room. And it also weighs about the same amount. So it's really, they're very small little creatures. Now, bats are one of the most diverse mammals in the world. There are about 5,000 different species or kinds of mammals that live in the world. So humans are one species, dogs are one species, cats are one species. Do you know how many different species there are of bats? 1,200. Out of 5,000 mammals, almost one quarter actually, are bats. So bats are very diverse. So I told you that the little brown bat is about the size of this bar of soap. The smallest bat in the world weighs about as much as a dime. The largest bat in the world, which is the golden flying fox, this is exactly the size that it is. This replica, this model that I drew, that's how big it is. That's pretty big, isn't it? So what I'd like to do is we are going to do a little activity now with some kids to get a sense of what these bats are like. So what I'd like to do, I'm going to call on three volunteers, and they are going to come up, and they're going to spread their arms, and we're going to compare their arm span to the wingspan of this bat, and then they are going to come and stand on the scale, and we're going to see how much they weigh, and then we're going to compare that to the bats. Okay, so we'll have one person come on up. You can come on up. And so spread out your arms. Is her arm span shorter or longer? But only a little, right? It's pretty close. Okay, so come on over here. And when you see the zeros, hop on. Okay. Okay, so 69. Thank you for your help. We need one more friend. Come on up. We're going to look at your arm span compared to the wingspan. Shorter or longer? I can't hear you. Shorter or longer?
Shorter.
Shorter. Okay, come on over here. We're going to come see how much you weigh. Yep. Wait, you got to wait for the zeros. Back off for one sec. Okay. Now when you see the zero, that's when you step on. Oh, wait for the zero. You got to wait for the zero. Okay, it's all right. When you see the zero, okay. 79. And we're going to have a couple more friends. Come on up. Come on up. Spread out your arms right in front of the bat. Come right over here. Spread out your arms. Shorter or longer? Kind of hard to tell, isn't it? Okay, come on over here. We're going to, when you see a zero, wait until, okay, step on up. And now we got to see how much you weigh, so move your foot a little bit. Move your foot a little bit. Okay, 32 pounds. Thank you. And we're going to have one more, one more. Come on up. So you can hop back down. Thank you. So we're going to look at your arm span. Shorter or longer? I can't hear you. Okay, come on over here. Okay, 43. Thank you for your help. So we have had four friends come on up. They weigh 69, 79, 32, 43, and they all have a shorter arm span. How much do you think that bat might weigh? Raise your hand. How much do you think that bat might weigh? What do you think?
80.
80 pounds? Another guess? 42 pounds? 84 pounds? Someone I haven't called on at all yet. Go ahead. 82 pounds? Okay. So right here, I have a bag that's full of sand, and it equals the weight of that bat. So I would like a couple of friends to come on up here and feel the weight of this and guess how much they think it weighs. How much they think it weighs. Okay, so I'm going to call on some friends who haven't had a chance yet. One, you can come on up. And in the green and blue shirt, come on up. And you can come on up. Okay, so we have three friends. How much do you think this might weigh? How many pounds? How much? 40 pounds. Do you think you could lift 40 pounds? Do you want to take another guess? No? Okay. What do you think? 50 pounds? Do you think you could lift 50 pounds? You think so? Okay.
10.
Okay. So we'll take one more. Someone who hasn't had a chance at all yet. Right here. Stand up. Thank you for your help. Okay, so we have 40, 50, 10, and 20. Do you want to know how much that bat weighs? That bat right over there? 2.5 pounds. 2.5 pounds. How many people are surprised at how little that bat weighs? Why does being lightweight help a bat to be able to survive in its environment? Why is it a good thing that a bat doesn't weigh very much? So then it'll be able to fly. Why does a bat need to be able to fly? Why does a bat need to be able to fly? How does that help it survive? So what? Okay, so ground predators can't get that one. Great answer. So it helps them stay safe. How else? How else can it help them? What do bats eat? What do bats eat? That's a little hint.
Mice?
Well, not usually mice. There's two main things that bats usually eat. What do bats eat? Do you know what bats eat? Say it again. So mosquitoes, okay, mosquitoes and insects. So how does being able to fly help it in regard to insects? Okay, so it's able to fly after that, those insects, isn't it? Okay, so that is one reason that I think bats are really cool. And now I have one more activity, and I'm looking for a friend who knows how to stand very still. Is there a friend here who knows how to stand very still? Come on up. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you to do, could you take off your coat for me and maybe give it to your mom? Okay, so bats have their wings, but they have the same bone structure as us because just like us, they're mammals. And what that means is that they have some pretty amazing fingers. Their fingers are gigantic. And to show that, I have a friend who's going to help me. So you're going to turn around right like this, okay? And you're going to hold your arm up, and you're going to hold it still, okay? If you were a bat, your thumb would be just about the same size as your real thumb. If you were a bat, your pinky would be about the size of this pencil. If you were a bat, your next finger would be about the size of this dowel. Stay with me, you're good. If you were a bat, your middle finger would be as long as this dowel. If you were a bat, your pointer finger would be the size of this dowel. And if you were a bat, so birds have feathers, right? But bats have a thin skin, sort of like this plastic bag. Yep, so I'm having a little trouble here. Okay, bat, show us how you fly. Look at that. Look at that. That's how a bat survives in the world. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You did a great job. It's all right. Okay. All right, let's give him one more round of applause because he did a great job. And let's give all our volunteers a great job. So you might wonder, how did I even get the idea to write this book? The idea to write this book came, I had actually been writing a book, another book called The World's Fastest Animals. And it was so interesting that I wanted to keep writing about animal superlatives, biggest, strongest, fastest animals. But you know what? There are a lot of people that have written a lot of books about the biggest, strongest, fastest animals. And then I came across an article about this frog. This is the Emu frog. Do you see it sitting there on a dime? Look at how tiny that little frog is. Oh my gosh. And I said, instead of writing a book about the biggest, strongest, fastest animals, maybe I could flip that on its head and write a book about the smallest, slowest, weakest, clumsiest animals in the world. And that's what gave me the idea to write the book. Now, to figure out the order of the creatures that are in the book, sometimes I will put post-it notes. We have a big blank wall in the hall of our house. And sometimes I will put post-it notes on there and I'll move them around until I figure out what is the best order of the animals. And then I'll write them down on a sheet, sort of like this, until I'm happy with that order. And then I'm able to create the book. And so that's the process of going into the book. So I think I have a little bit of time left now. If anyone has any questions that they would like to ask me, I could take them. Do you have a question? Do you have a question? No? Anyone have a question? Go ahead. Why do they have such long wings?
Yeah.
So they don't actually have long wings, but they have long fingers to support their wings. Bats are your favorite animal. Does anyone else think bats are their favorite? You know what? I can tell you one fact that will make you love little brown bats. They can eat 1,000 mosquitoes in 1 hour. How many people like little brown bats? They are our local bats. Thank goodness for them. Any other questions? This is a flying golden flying fox that lives in Malaysia, and it eats fruit. So there are fruit-eating bats, and then there are insect-eating bats. That's a good question. So why are their fingers so long? So that it can support those wings that they need to fly. So they have short little arms just like us. Their arms are not very long, but they have super long fingers to support them. And in fact, do you see this? These little grooves? So these are their fingers right here. They start here and they go all the way out to support those wings. Any other questions? Go ahead. You have a bat house at your house?
No, a bat stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
So what do they actually use to grab?
Say that again?
What do they use to hold on to items, saying that they're using their hands to fly?
Their feet.
Okay.
They have very talented feet. That's a great question. And in fact, what they do is they kind of, with their foot, they kind of toss it into their mouth. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is the little brown bat affected by this bat fungus?
Yes, it is. Sadly, yes.
What are predators to bats?
So they have a lot of predators. So you were saying before, you mentioned the ground predators, right? They have a lot of ground predators that will eat them. So dogs and cats will eat them. And so in the air, like owls will eat them. They because they're out at night, they can avoid some of the daytime predators, but they still have their own set of predators. Go ahead.
I was the one who said that.
Oh, you were the one that said that. I'm so sorry that I confused you. Go ahead. Why do they have their long fingers so that they can support their wings? Go ahead.
Where do bats live?
So some bats hibernate, some bats migrate. So they have a variety of different ways of surviving in the winter. And of course, some bats live near the tropics in places where it doesn't get cold in the winter, and then they're active all year long. That's a great question. Do you have one? Well, the little brown bat mostly eats, mosquitoes, but they can eat like moths and some other insects too. Yep. And this will be our last question.
What's the percentage of all the world's bats?
All the world's animals
that
that would eat bats? You know what? That is a really good question that I don't know the answer to. Good question. So you guys have been a great group. Thank you so much for coming, and I hope you have a great afternoon.